Steve, how do we sum up tonight's game?
You know, in the last three games, we've played the top three teams in the league, and I think we've come up a little bit short.
Yep.
But to be honest with you, just, you know, you look at the budgets of the top three, maybe take Barry out of that, but certainly Connors Key and TNS and the resources they have available to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you can see why we fall short. You know, we need to up our game a little bit to match them, yeah.
Yeah. First half, though, decent display from the lads. We'll level. Henry Jones brought it to 1-1. We had quite a few chances as well.
We said to the boys at that time, when we actually kept the ball and tried to play, we opened them up a few times. We probably got another one or two goals. But, you know, we've got to be better. We've got to be better from set plays and second phase stuff, but we've spoke about that, and it's something that we'll be working on over the next few weeks.
Yep. Nathan Wolfe, back from Abus this week and straight into the squad, scoring a hat-trick. That shows the strength in depth that teams like Connors Key have, doesn't it?
Well, you talk about Connors Key, you look at the players that they left out tonight.
Yeah, the ones in the stand as well.
The ones who were sat in the stand, the one, you know, like, go back to what I just said before, the resources and the budget that they have. To have them type of players sat in the stands and sat on the bench is phenomenal. So it's hard to compete with that. But, you know, we try our best to do what we do.
Yep. And people need to remember we're still in the top six at the end of the day.
Well, we're still in the top six. And I think half the problem we've got is because we've been so successful over the last 5-6 years, you know, some people think we have a divine right to keep doing the same things and keep qualifying for Europe every year. And every year this league gets better, and you know the resources of the teams get more and more, and you know we at the minute we train one night a week. You know, sometimes we can stretch it to two if we can find the money to do it. But you know, for the resources we have, we're achieving about right where we should be.
Yeah, we have Newton and Carnarvon last two games of the regular season. How do you prepare for them now, and especially going into the playoffs? Are we still hopeful that Europa League is the target?
No matter what's happened in the last few weeks, you know, all we can focus on now is what's ahead of us. What's gone is gone. But we've got two tough league games coming up, which we want to win both of them. And then we've got potentially two cup finals, you know, a semi-final that we want to win and then a final to win. So regardless of what's gone on and whether people think we've had a good season or a bad season, you know, us as a team and that dressing room, I think we could have done better this season, probably underachieved a little bit, but you know, all that said and done, we could still end up in Europe if we get the, you know, tweak a few things and get the next two or three games right, we could end up in Europe again.
Thank you.